Warning, this podcast contains vulgar language, is not safe for listening to at work, or basically any place else. Please proceed listening at your own risk. But really, what the fuck else would you expect from a podcast about snakes on a plane? Hello and welcome to our motherfucking Snakes on a Plane motherfucking podcast called Snakes on a Podcast.
Welcome, motherfuckers.
This podcast is not work appropriate, in case you haven't fucking figured that out.
Is it how many times we can say motherfuckers and fuck in one podcast?
Well, I think that's pretty much what the movie is.
Yeah. The movie does have a lot of F-bombs.
Just from what we've seen, we saw the 10 minutes at San Diego Comic-Con.
And it was awesome! It was fucking awesome!
We should introduce ourselves. I'm Arnie.
And I'm Marjorie.
We are hosts of Star Wars Action News, a weekly Star Wars collecting podcast, taking a little bit of a diversion from our normal routine to bring a limited 5-episode podcast called...
Snakes on a Podcast.
Or Snakes on a Motherfucking Podcast, if you motherfucking prefer.
I think that does have a better ring to it.
We first became aware of Snakes on a Plane through Entertainment Weekly months and months ago.
It's a huge internet phenomenon.
You weren't on board immediately. I was like, we're gonna go see this.
At first, I'm like, yeah, whatever. It's okay.
But by the time we got to Comic-Con, I think everybody was hyped.
Oh, yeah.
We were there with Scott from Tulsa from our show and his wife, Andrea, and we were thinking snakes on everything. We were sending each other text messages on our flights home from California. Were there snakes on your plane? While we were there, we were able to interview some of the people who worked on Snakes on a Plane. Each episode, we're going to release one of those interviews we participated in, ending with the man, Samuel L. Motherfucking Jackson! We'll start with who we first interviewed, who my wife is actually probably more excited about interviewing than Sam Jackson.
I was excited. I knew Samuel Jackson was there, and I'd seen Samuel Jackson, and I was like, oh, there's Sam Jackson. And then who sits down at our table but Kenan Thompson?
My wife's a little bit of an SNL fan.
I was like, oh, it's Kenan Thompson. I was so excited. He's so funny. I think he may have been out late the night before because he would not take off his sunglasses.
Nor did he during his presentation, which you need to go. It's on IGN. You need to find the presentation because somebody asked him if the snakes deserve to die, and he quoted A Time to Kill. It was
well, that was Sam
awesome.
Jackson that did it, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying you can see Kenan with the sunglasses on during the presentation. But you were giddy around Kenan.
I was, but I love him on SNL. He does a great drag.
I'm not sure if we actually asked any questions in this interview. We may have just sat there and recorded this one.
You only asked questions of Samuel Jackson, I believe.
No, I asked a lot of questions of the director.
That's true, you did.
I was like one of the only ones. The interview order for us went Kenan, the snake wrangler.
That was Jules Sylvester, the snake wrangler, who was very entertaining.
The director.
David Silver?
No. I don't think it's
David
Silver.
No, that's from 90210. Oh, I can't remember his name.
We'll look him up before the next podcast. And then Sam Jackson. Oh, we did the director last. It was the snake wrangler, Sam Jackson, then the director. And we were all so excited about Sam Jackson that by the time the director came around, nobody really cared, so it's pretty much me asking the questions. And then we will end this series with our review of Snakes on a Plane the night that Snakes on a Plane is released.
We will go see it opening night, and we will tell you what we thought of the movie.
Also, I want to bring your attention to a website. The address for the website is snakesonaplane.varitalk.com.
And on this site, you can send somewhat customized notices to your friends through their cell phones or email to go see Snakes on a Motherfucking Plane.
We spent all morning sending these messages to everybody who we have phone numbers for.
Yeah, I'm sure that they love us now.
You can specify their name, and it has Sam Jackson talking, and he'll say their name, and he will talk about their career and what they drive and who they're boyfriend is. You get to specify all of this. It is fucking awesome.
It was really fucking cool.
All right, so we're now going to leave you with our Kenan Thompson interview, and we'll be back in a couple days.
Bye, motherfuckers.
So before we get to the movie, there's the SNL opening, and then when they're shooting you at the bar there, and you're kind of holding up. I don't know what you're drinking there.
That's a Grey Goose cranberry. You know what it is. It's black cranberry. It's a Cape Cod.
That's your drink, huh?
Yeah. Smooth.
You love rehearsals, you know?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of takes on that. Yeah, exactly.
So none of us have seen the movie, so can you tell us about what you do in it and what your role is like? And
yeah, it's really funny. Like, this is like the first time getting to explain this movie. I play this guy named Troy, and I play a friend of this rapper who's on the plane, so like I'm kind of like entourage of this rapper. But I end up coming in handy, like when the plane doesn't have a pilot or something. So my piloting skills all of a sudden come in handy later on in the movie. You know, I managed to survive until that point, so it's good. It's good that I got that far anyway.
So when you got the script, what did you think?
I was like, you know, well, I've never really seen a movie with, you know, snakes on a plane.
Who has?
Exactly. So I was like, you know, I've seen snakes like almost everywhere else, but just... And then I was like, well, what would I really do in that situation? I was like, well, I might as well go do it and see what happens. And it was kind of like, you know, a real kind of experience. You know, you run to the front. If somebody says run to the front, it's clear up here. You know what I mean? So it was crazy. Yeah.
Well, you got the script. Was it called Snakes in Flame? Because it was a time when it was called...
No, yeah, it was actually called just Flight 121.
Pacific Air Flight 121. Right?
Yeah.
It's the original working title.
Yeah, man, the Pacific Air thing. Like, I don't know. They like left it alone for a while and then came back to it or something like that. Because the script I had just was like Flight 121 or something like that. So, I think resting on snakes on the plane is very smart. It is what it is.
How do you feel about snakes? Are you wary? Are you phobic at all? You do.
Yeah, right? I like, you know, as long as I don't get bit. Or like, I don't know, if I saw a snake in the wild, I probably would go the other way. But the snakes we had, like when Jules was around, I felt pretty good about it. It's better than spiders. I couldn't do spiders. I have to ask them.
Spiders on a plane, you wouldn't.
There's a sequel.
Yeah, like Arachnophobia in the sky. I couldn't do it.
So do you get to kick snake ass, or do you just fly the plane?
Yeah, I actually whooped some snake ass, actually. I took some tray tables to a couple snakes, and then we made like these just makeshift weapons, like, you know, stuck a bunch of pins into like water bottles, and it was like a mallet or something like that.
How do you train for that? Do you go to like boot camp?
Yeah, I don't know. We're just kind of getting the vigilante that's deep inside all of us, actually, bringing it out.
So, how long was it? Was the shot?
It's like 6 or 7 weeks. Well, it might have been 8 or 9. I don't know. We went from like June-ish to like mid-August.
Was on the same stage all the time? Same set?
Yeah, same plane.
Same clothing.
Plane. They built the plane, and we were on the plane.
Where was it?
And then, you know, they had the one airport scene or whatever. We were in Vancouver.
In Vancouver, yeah.
Were you involved in the 5 days of reshooting? Back in March?
Yeah, I got one good day of reshooting, and I was by myself, but I got to throw some good F-bombs. I threw some good F-bombs in there, so it was pretty exciting.
Were you competing with Sam on F-bombs?
Yeah, I was trying to listen to his playbacks and like double up on mine, especially like that F, you know, like really emphasize that.
You get a lot of impressions on SNL, like really great impressions. Do you have a Sam Jackson impression?
Yeah, but it's just, he's just like super cussing, man. Like, so all you have to do is, yeah, motherfucker! It's crazy. Like, get these motherfucking snakes off my motherfucking plane! Oh,
thank you so much for that. That will make our fans happy. No, please. More. No, please, more.
Oh, man. Like, just the blog that, you know, they had the little piece that they had to put back in the movie is just so classic. Sam Jackson was such a movie star.
Have you been following the whole internet buzz about snakes?
Yeah, I mean, I've been watching, like, I've been watching the whole thing, but I see different people's MySpace pages, and, you know, they have, like, a clip of, like, fan appreciation, like, everybody's blog, and commercials, and videos that they've done, and they were going to show it today, like, as a fan appreciation thing. And it's crazy, man. Like, some of the posters that people come up with is, like, so awesome. I think that one of them was, like, Snake Plissken on the plane. That was so funny. So funny. That's great.
That was off our show.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah.
That's cool, man. That's really funny.
So a little bit back to Sammy. He's like this distinguished actor, you know, making this, we're working with him, making this movie. Can you talk to us about what it was like working with him, and what are your feelings about him as an actor? And as
it was a real pleasure, man. I mean, he's a real professional, you know. He's very, I didn't know he was as well-spoken as he is, you know. He's, like, really intelligent and speaks really proper. I thought he was going to be like, yeah, motherfucker, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I thought I was going to be able to go up to him and be like, yeah, what's up, Jack? But that didn't reciprocate, so I had to kind of straighten up a little bit. You know, he's all business. And he's been doing this for a long time, and now he's gotten to a point where it's lucrative, and he's not going to mess it up. So, you know, he works hard, and he works hard enough. Like, he doesn't work super hard. He comes in a little later than everybody else and stuff like that. But those are the perks, you know. He's on the same dress. No, I don't play golf, but my buddy Flex was playing golf.
You've done a lot of different types of acting. I mean, you started out doing, you know, the show with Kel.
Uh-huh.
And then you went into SNL working with Lorne Michaels doing things like improv on stage, and then you're doing movie acting now. What do you prefer to do? Do you prefer to do the stage stuff, or you can rehearse it and then do it live, or do you prefer to do, you know, on camera?
I would say, I mean, they're all very different. Like, I think stand-up comedy is the hardest form of any kind of entertainment, you know what I mean? Like, it's harder than rapping, it's harder than singing, you know what I mean? Because it's really face-to-face, intellect to intellect, you know what I mean? And you have to please a certain group of people that could be from various places. So, sitcom life is the sweetest life, you know what I mean? Because, you know, you rehearse maybe and then you tape it. You know, if you get it wrong, you know, do it over or whatever. So.
Yeah.
And you can get super paid if you're in a nice network or whatever. Movie life is, it's much more harder, but it's much more rewarding in the end. Like, it's grander. You know what I mean? It's a grander feeling. And theater is like, you really feel like you're dedicated to the craft and stuff like that. Like, you're dedicating yourself to, like, actual art and culture and stuff like that. But, like, I honestly, I like the live aspect of SNL because I know there's not going to be another show that's going to give me the same kind of rush that, you know, you get from doing a live show. Like, no matter what, like, Saturday, man, that Saturday, man, when there's a live show that day, it's just, you can't avoid it. The pressure is just on your shoulders.
It's,
you know,
gotta
what I mean?
Be, it's gotta be unbelievable.
It's crazy, you know what I mean? And you just tick away the day and try to take a lot of naps, but you just watch the hours go by, and then it's dress rehearsal time. Once it's dress rehearsal time, it's really over.
But then there's got to be some relief, too, because when you're done, it's like, I'm done. No more takes.
Oh, it's like, it's such a roller coaster. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Are you back next season?
Yeah, I think so. They've been calling me, so that's good.
Did you get a chance for much improvisation in this movie?
Yeah, I actually kind of ad-libbed my ass off in the one little, like, cockpit scene that me and Sam got to share. It was kind of fun. Like, I stuck to the most of the script, but, you know, anything I felt that was funny, they let me do, so that was a real pleasure.
So what did Cosby think of your movie? Was he pleased with kind of what you did with the character?
Well, he told me that I was a blessing to him and his wife, you know, for coming and being able to bring such vulnerability, I think it was the word he used, to the character or whatever. So, you know, that was cool. And he was cool. And we had fun doing it. I was thankful to him. I learned a lot from that guy, just being around him on three different occasions, you know what I mean? But you just, anytime he takes your ear and tells you a story, it's like, okay, I just learned 90% of the business. You know, it's just like, you know, even if you're ad-libbing, make sure you're getting the writing check. I would have never thought of that. You know what I mean?
You do a fantastic Bill Cosby impersonation. Is there any chance you'd ever play Bill Cosby if they wanted to make a movie?
Absolutely. I would love to. That's a great story. You know what I mean? The Bill Cosby story from the beginning of television on throughout being, you know, one of the highest grossing TV shows before Seinfeld or whatever. So, you guys got so much property and, like, different things that you would never know he owned. Like, Sam is the same way, like a lot of stocks and different things that you're involved in with your money. But the type of people they remain to be is what's interesting.
Yeah.
So, was the movie shot
chronologically, or you did sections of it?
Pretty much. Like, yeah, we had to start out at the bottom of the plane, and then everybody had their seats, and we started from the beginning, getting on, you know what I mean, the ticket taking, and sitting down and establishing that part, and then doing a couple little different things down on the floor, and then the snakes came out. So after that,
So you had to see a lot of cast members just going away because they're dying.
Yeah, exactly. That was. It was kind of weird. It was like they were actually dying. It was real sad. It was they weren't there anymore. Some people came back to visit, but other people were like, fuck this, I'm done. I got paid, I'm out.
If you're on a plane and you die, your body's still there. You have a prosthetic body?
Right. I don't know. Everything. I forgot what we did. I think once we moved to a certain area, most of the dead bodies were in the area that we weren't going in anyway. So we never went back to the whole super corpses thing. We should have. Somebody should have fell back down to a pile of step their friends.
Yeah. Maybe the python just eats all the bodies.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So now you were not afraid of snakes going in, but did you end up with some dreams and some nightmares later?
I don't know. After I see the movie, probably because I saw the trailers yesterday, and it was kind of scary, man. People getting bit up like that. What would you do if there was hundreds of snakes everywhere? You know what I mean? On this plane.
Nowhere to go.
You're over the ocean. And I was nervous on the plane just flying from New York yesterday. Look how high we are. Do we have to be this high? Let alone.
What would you do? Do you think you'd be step up the leg, be heroic, or would you just shit your pants and everyone else?
I'd probably crap first and then get it together later. But I'd definitely get my crap out. Definitely.
Is there any really standout death scenes in this? A lot of horror sites are picking up on this, and they want to know how grisly this is going to be. Can you give us a little?
Gore-wise, it wasn't really bloody, but, there were some good hits. I saw some good, bites and some, with After Effects when it's all swollen and carrying on, and then they die or whatever. So
it's beautiful.
It's not really chopping off anything, you know what I mean? So that's unfortunate. But
the snakes probably get it.
Some of the snakes get it, yeah. Axes and, I think he hits him with a crossbow or something. I don't know how he did that, but he hit the snake with a crossbow, a harpoon or something on the wall. Pretty accurate.
So they keep him in the cockpit.
Yeah. Right? He's Agent Flynn. He's in the FBI.
He carries a crossbow.
That's crossbow training,
All FBI agents come.
That's your side
crossbow training. I've seen the program.
That's a final exam. You got to hit a snake in the head with a crossbow. Very important.
Yards.
A lot of snakes in this movie are CG. Was that difficult? Acting with nothing there?
Not really. I'm sure it wasn't for people that got bit, but I didn't really get bit. And then, I was whacking at snakes. The ones I was hitting were actually rubber snakes, so I could actually hit something, you know what I mean? And then I would knock a rubber snake that way or something. You know what I mean? So,
did you keep it for you as a souvenir?
No, I wanted to, but they were real picky about the counter.
They don't want them on eBay.
Exactly. One of the first pictures that came out from snakes was of you sitting in your seat with a snake dropping into your lap. So I guess you're one of the first people to realize that.
What is that, a snake?
Stewardess, I didn't know what it is.
That was my favorite part about the movie. It's the one line we don't have in this movie is oh shit, it's snakes, nigga. My favorite line that never made the movie.
We got it now.
Yeah, we got it now.
I might start an internet campaign to go back and do some research.
Yeah, that picture is just so funny. What you did that snake? Crazy. And then from there it just went on, you know what I mean? Because that is the picture. Gas mask fall down. First of all, to even see the gas mask fall down on the plane is scary. Let alone to notice that this is more than just a mask. Poisonous venomous snakes. There's a situation going on. It's crazy.
So what do we have? Like cobras, rattlesnakes. What else do we have?
Yeah, I think it was a python and vipers. Such a viper or something like that. I don't know.
What's known to call these things?
There's one huge one. I don't know what it's called, but it's pretty huge. like it growls or something like that. Billy Beast or some sort. It's like really big, and it looks like a damn near an alligator or something. Like that. His mouth is like really big.
You said you improv a lot on this. Did David let you, like when you did a take, did he say, like, okay, now do it however you want to do it and, like, redo it?
Yeah, that happened a lot because I would have, like, an idea and then he'd be like, well, let's just do it like this. You know, then he'd give me a take to where I'd do it. Just say whatever.
Some directors have problems with that. Like, they don't like improvisation. Was he pretty cool about letting you guys?
Yeah, because, I mean, he would actually tell me the one that was, like, more just myself was the one he was the most comfortable with most of the time. You know what I mean? Just because of the situation, I guess reality was really important, you know what I mean, rather than just scripted words.
They kind of just jump you right in?
Yeah.
The snakes, just kind of, here's the snake, react?
I mean, you know, we had a day to, like, kind of meet all the snakes, but you're never going to remember which ones they are. It's just all of a sudden there's snakes everywhere. You know, you go to your trailer, there's no snakes.
As a Noah.
Yeah. And then when it's time to go to set, you gotta, like, okay, now I gotta remember that there's poison everywhere. So you try not to get poisoned. Stay focused.
Were there a lot of practical jokes on the set with the snakes or anything?
I wish somebody could have played with Sam like that and put, like, a snake in his trailer or something like that. You'd probably get fired for it.
Where'd you grow up? Was it in snake country at all? Or?
No, in Atlanta. I never saw snakes growing up.
So you think of
sequels? I think you do a snake on a boat.
Spiders on a plane.
Rats on a train.
Rats on a plane.
Mamas on
the
hook.
The rumors are that they've already registered some new titles for possible sequels. There's some domain names out there that have been registered for.
It'd be funny to bring, like, the same group of people back, though. Like, how the hell do we all wind up another trip?
It happens to Joe McClane all the time.
Yeah, well, they mad us to do it. It could be a funny little
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. Why not? I mean, it's a campy movie already. Hey, so why not make it just go all the way with it?
It'd be a beautiful thing.
This movie really has a chance of being a cult classic across many genres. If in 20 years people are still talking to you about Snakes on a Plane, is that something you'd be happy with?
I thought about that. I thought about the whole Rocky Horror thing, and I was like, what if this movie, like, just turned into, like, this whole thing? Like, people started dressing up like snakes, and me, like, the orange polo shirt, and, like, it just becomes a thing. That would be crazy. I'd be all right with it, but, I mean, like, come on. You know, let's just watch it. Enjoy it for what it is, and then we'll all move on.
I just want to ask one last question. Now that you've been on the show for a couple of years, and like 35 years or something, when you think back to Bill Murray and Belushi and Mike Myers and all those guys who've come out of that show, how do you feel being a part of that institution?
You know, it really amazes me. Like, every time I walk past that wall, like, we have this wall in the office where it's like everybody's headshot from beginning to end, and just to see my picture down at the end, and then there's people behind me, you know what I mean? It's like, it's almost like you're staring at yourself from the future. You know what I mean? Like the whole Nightmare Christmas type thing or whatever. You know, it's kind of weird. So, like, you keep that in perspective, and then it's like a real honor, like, just to have those kind of alumni, and you just hope to graduate at some point. That's about it.
Great. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right.
Thanks, man.
Thanks a lot.
Awesome. Best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Good interview.
And that was the interview with Kenan Thompson. Very funny guy. I did get a couple questions in there that I'd forgotten about. We hope you've enjoyed this first episode of Snakes on a Podcast. We will be back tomorrow when we interview the Snake Wrangler.
I think you got snakes on your internet.
I want these motherfucking snakes off my motherfucking podcast!